peace of God, which is above all human understanding, protect our hearts and our thoughts in our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. With that prayer of faith, that the Heavenly Father will give from His word the amount that He sees fit. I will read the Holy Word of God for our study from the 8th chapter of the Acts, beginning with verse 26 to verse 40. And these words are heard in Jesus' name. Now an angel of the Lord said to Philip, "Go south to the road, the desert road, that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." So he started out, and on his way he met an Ethiopian eunuch, an important official in charge of all of the treasury of the Candake, which means Queen of the Ethiopians. This man had gone to Jerusalem to worship, and on his way home was sitting in his chariot reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. The Spirit told Philip, "Go to that chariot and stay near it." Then Philip ran up to the chariot and heard the man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you are reading?" Philip asked. "How can I," he said, "unless someone explains it to me?" So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. This is the passage of scripture the eunuch was reading. "He was led like a sheep to the slaughter, and as a lamb before its shearer is silent, so he did not open his mouth." In his humiliation, he was deprived of justice. Who can speak of his descendants? For his life was taken from the earth. The eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me, please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" Then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they traveled along the road, they came to some water, and the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. Then both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. When they came up out of the water, the Spirit of the Lord suddenly took Philip away, and the eunuch did not see him again, but went on his way rejoicing. Philip, however, appeared at Azotus and traveled about, preaching the gospel in all the towns, until he reached Caesarea. Holy Father, sanctify us in your truth. Your word is eternal truth. Amen. The old Christian doctrine begins with the topic, the most important matter of our life. And it is said that God has created man to live with him. And for this reason, man's heart receives peace only through God, through the knowledge of God in the Lord Jesus Christ, and by becoming a child of God. And this is the most important matter in our life. The Christian doctrine continues. We can learn to know God only if he announces himself to us. He approaches us through love and draws us to him. And we continue far enough. There is a topic of the time of visitation where it says, there are times in a person's life when God especially draws him to himself. Such a time is called the time of visitation. Most often God calls us already in youth. This is how the Christian doctrine states and explains the relationship between God and man. There's much other good things to read in the doctrine. Our text tells us about two people. One of them was in a significant temporal task. He was responsible for the treasury of the Ethiopians, or the Ethiopian court. And he had received a time of visitation from God. We were in a situation where he had lost his childhood faith, and God had begun to call this eunuch. He had become worried about the state of his own soul. And he had been searching for peace for his soul. In the human sense, this was quite a troublesome thing for this eunuch in our text. There appears to be many school age and Sunday school age children here. Perhaps some of you live in Sodankylä. It's about 950 kilometers from Sodankylä to Helsinki. If you've traveled this distance by car, you may have asked a few times that when will we be there? Just think that this eunuch had traveled such a distance, almost 1,000 kilometers. He had gone all the way. He had gone to Jerusalem to pray. He had traveled with horse-drawn chariot. This happened about 2,000 years ago. The roads of that time were not at the same level as they are today. And I calculated that if he traveled 40 kilometers a day, then it was a 25-day trip. But if he traveled only 25 kilometers, then it was a 40-day trip. So he was on this trip 3 to 5 weeks on this chariot, which had hard wheels and no springs. And he made this trip to go to Jerusalem so that he could receive peace for his soul. The scriptures do not tell us how long he had been praying in Jerusalem. But anyway, he was on his way back home. And apparently, he either bought the book of Isaiah from Jerusalem, or then he had it already himself. And it was in the form of a scroll. And as he was traveling in his chariot on the way home, he was reading this scroll of the book of Isaiah. And there was another person in our text, and his name was Philip. And he was a diaconia person from one of the original seven congregations. And the text tells us that the angel of the Lord appeared to Philip and told him, "Go south to the road, the desert road that goes down from Jerusalem to Gaza." And as a believing person, when he received such a message from an angel, he was obedient and went to the place that the angel indicated. And then the text tells us that when he went there, this eunuch came along the same road. This eunuch was sitting in his chariot and reading the book of Isaiah the prophet. We could think that this eunuch was searching this book of Isaiah, the word of God. He was searching for instructions on how to receive peace for his conscience. Now that the angel of the Lord had guided Philip to this chariot, Philip heard that this man in the chariot was reading the book of Isaiah. And the passage of scripture that the eunuch was reading was a prophecy of the Lord Jesus Christ. In which the believers of the Old Testament believe as a word of promise. And in New Testament time, this promise was fulfilled already. What does Philip do when he hears that the eunuch is reading? You boys and girls surely listened. If I were to ask you, you would answer. That what did Philip do? Just think how courageous a question he asked this eunuch. The courage of this question is emphasized by the fact that Philip was a worker of God's kingdom, and this eunuch had a very prominent position. And he goes and asks, "Do you understand what you are reading?" he asked. I think that many service guests here and online share with me the experience. That if it were possible to speak to someone about this most precious matter of faith, that how does God sanctify a sinful man, that we feel fear and helplessness. This is holy fear. May this part of God's word encourage all of us believers. That when such a situation comes, that God would give correct words. Peter, in his first letter, says to always be ready to answer to everyone who asks you that what is your hope or your faith based upon. Let us be brave and courageous in this matter. And there is a part here that stops us. How did this eunuch respond to this courageous question? When he was worried about the condition of his soul, and by praying and by reading the word of God, he did not receive peace, and he did not understand what he was reading. Then he asks and he confesses openly that in this matter he doesn't understand. It is open to him, a very essential matter, that the Holy Scriptures, the Word of God, are sealed to him without someone to explain them. We could stop here at this question, that why didn't this eunuch understand what he read? He was literate, and he read a sealed word. The word of God is sealed. It is a holy word, which holy men of God have written, affected by the Holy Spirit. And because this word of God is holy and affected and written through the effect of the Holy Spirit, then it can only be opened through the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the key to the Word of God. And an unbelieving person needs a believing person to open and explain this holy Word of God. The eunuch says, "How can I understand unless someone explains it to me?" So when Philip and the eunuch had this conversation, the eunuch asks Philip to get in the chariot with him and sit next to him. He seemed to feel that he may receive help. When he was approached by such a person who asks such a question, asking, "Do you understand what you're reading?" And so Philip, requested by the eunuch, he began explaining and preaching the gospel based on this book of Isaiah. Dear listeners, have you read the book published by SRK, The Amazing Gospel? There are stories of how searching souls have found the kingdom of God. Our text is also a story about how a searching soul can find the kingdom of God. When the time of visitation has come and a person earnestly wants to find peace for his soul, then God is able to arrange things so that the gospel can be heard. This was a good sermon text, and it was easy for Philip to begin revealing this matter to this searching eunuch based upon this text, begin telling him how God sanctifies a sinful person. The word of God had done its work for Philip. Or rather, the word of God had done its task for this eunuch. It had gotten this eunuch to think about the condition of his soul before the face of God. But it's also very touching here when God prepares this searching soul and the soil of the heart. And when a searching soul is able to hear the living gospel, the joyous message about the Lord Jesus Christ, when the soil of the heart has been prepared, there is no doubt. The eunuch did not doubt, but he understood living faith, and he wanted to believe. So that if a man is to be saved and receive the gift of faith, it does not need anything, any acts or deeds from a person himself. It suffices to accept the gospel preached from God's kingdom through faith. And when Philip, as a servant of God, explained this portion of the Word of God, the book of Isaiah, then this explanation brought the Lord Jesus to this eunuch to be heard with his own ears and believed with his own heart. It was open to him that the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, in his humiliation, had atoned for his sins also, and with faith, by faith he accepted the gospel preached by Philip, and he received peace for his conscience. So he received the holy grace of repentance and was able to become a child of God. He was able to begin following the Lord Jesus Christ in doctrine and in life and in suffering, together with the people of God. Then there is very touching here that this praying and this previous religious life of this eunuch did not bring him salvation or peace, then the situation proceeded. Now there were two believing children of God. One had just received the grace of repentance, the eunuch, and then one who had lived a longer time, a servant of God, Philip. The chariot continued on, and the eunuch saw a body of water. It doesn't say if it was a river or a lake or the sea, but there was water. And what did the eunuch say here? He asked Philip, "What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And what did Philip answer to him who asked to be baptized? Philip answered with a question with which he wanted to show this eunuch that the Lord Jesus Christ cannot be owned with an unbelieving heart. Upon receiving the Holy Spirit, this eunuch was ready to be baptized. He confessed his faith when Philip asked, "If you believe with all your heart, then you may be baptized." And he answered, "I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God." So this is the biblical definition of baptism, that first is faith and then is baptism. And this comes up in many places in the Acts, where there are many touching explanations and stories how searching souls have received the grace of repentance, and when they have been able to been believing, then they have been baptized. This doctrine of baptism is a very important tenet of faith, and there are many understandings of this in our time. But within God's kingdom, we have always wanted to believe, as it is written in the scriptures, in the Word of God. Where is God's kingdom on this earth? It is there where the gospel is purely preached and the sacraments are used correctly. Are these not clear characteristics of the kingdom of God? We could stop for a moment. That what does this portion of God's word teach us today? One of the main teachings of this text is that man cannot arrange matters one-on-one with God. Or with any acts of self-righteousness, with prayer, or quietening, or by reading the Word of God. Is it possible to arrange matters with God? There is much teaching in our time which says, "I went to pray, and I prayed for a time, And then I got a feeling of freedom, and I received faith, and I began to follow Jesus. The Holy Bible teaches differently. According to the Holy Bible, repentance is that a believing person, any believing person, has the right to preach sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood to an unbelieving person. A biblical repentance requires the living gospel preached from within the kingdom of God in order to free someone from sins. Another teaching of this portion of God's word is how the living gospel, the joyous message of Jesus Christ, began to spread quickly from the early church to Jerusalem. And at the end of this text, we are told in the last verse, Philip continued his journey, went to different areas in different towns, and he preached the gospel there. Is God's gospel still spreading? Yes. It is still the time of work. These opista services have been arranged for this reason, that from Ranua in Finland, during this weekend, the living gospel is preached here on site and also online all around the world and in translated to many languages. These services are a concrete example of the mission command of the Lord Jesus meant, go and preach the gospel to all creation throughout this world. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, and who does not believe will be damned. Here also, the relationship between faith and baptism came forth in Jesus' teaching. Third, we could say that this portion of God's word teaches us how man here on earth can find the gracious God and be able to begin believing with other believers. Living faith is born through the gospel preached from the kingdom of God. And it teaches us also how the Holy Spirit does its work in God's kingdom or through God's kingdom. And as we have said many times, it teaches us the relationship between faith and baptism. And surely there are many other rich teachings in this text, in such a rich text. But this is the revelation that God gave. Dear listener, here on site at Ranua, and also you who are online, wherever you are listening to these services and this sermon, and no matter what situation in life you are in, as a servant of God, I have good greetings to give to you from the heart of the Heavenly Father. You, dear brother and sister, no matter what it feels like or seems like. And no matter what you feel like you are under this text, even now, you can believe all your sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto peace, freedom, and joy. In Jesus' name and blood, believe your sins forgiven. The gospel is the power of God to each one who believes unto salvation. And you, dear listener, who are listening to these services, and feel that you are in the same situation as this eunuch, if God has given you a time of visitation, has begun calling you and drawing you toward himself, I have good greetings to give to you from the Heavenly Father. As a servant of God, I wish to proclaim to you all sins forgiven in the name and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, unto peace, freedom, and joy. You can believe your unbelief and all your sins forgiven, and you can begin, like this eunuch, you can begin following the Lord Jesus Christ together with the people of God. And when you accept this gospel preached from the kingdom of God through faith, then God will gift to you faith, and he will give to you the Holy Spirit, the third person of the triune God, to be your home teacher. And you can become one of God's big family, and you can be under the care of the Congregation Mother of God. Dear listener, if someone is listening who is struggling on the border of God's kingdom and the kingdom of the enemy of souls or the world, it may be that your heart has already given up, but you have decided to loan your ears to the kingdom of God and the message preached here. Do not give up your faith. For it has a great reward, eternal life with God in heaven. Believe your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, and continue your endeavor toward the destination of your faith, which is eternal life. Dear listeners, I, who have served you, have come before you feeling sinful and doubting and unsuccessful. And under this text, I feel great weakness to open the preciousness of this faith to unbelievers. And I wish to ask you, can I believe all my sins and doubts and unsuccessfulness forgiven? It is my desire to believe together with the people of God. And we can securely remain believing all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. The power of grace will carry us until we reach heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.